Hi, I'm Ayo Tunde Balogun. Here's your Channels TV Evening News recap for September the 15th, 2021. The federal government says it's not unmindful of the anxiety of Nigerians following the suspension of Twitter operations in the country. Minister of Information and Culture Lai Mohammed stated this today after the weekly Federal Executive Council meeting in Abuja, pledging that government will restore Twitter services. This is coming 100 days after the tech giant was banned in Nigeria.
We're not unmindful of the anxiety of Nigerians, and both parties, are working very hard to put a closure on the matter.
Meanwhile, President Muhammadu Buhari has sworn in three national commissioners of the Independent National Electoral Commission. They include Dr. Baba Bila, representing the Northeast Zone, Professor Sani Adam, representing the North Central Zone, and Professor Abdullahi Abdu, representing the Northwest Zone. The swearing-in took place today just before the commencement of the Federal Executive Council meeting, which took place at the conference room of the First Lady's office at the State House, Abuja. In Edo State, students of the University of Benin have continued with their protest for a second day to air their grievances against a recent decision of the school authorities to impose an additional 20,000 naira fine for late registration. Following the incident, the aggrieved students had stormed the Benin-Lagos Expressway in protest on Tuesday, causing traffic gridlock on the ever-busy federal road. They also ignored the call by the management of the school for all students to vacate the campus. On the international scene, senior Taliban officials say there is a major row between leaders of the Taliban just days after they set up a new government in Afghanistan. Supporters of two rival factions reportedly brawled at a presidential palace in the capital, Kabul. And in sports, Aimba FC have appointed former Super Eagles winger Finidi George as their new head coach after he signed a two-year contract with the eight-time Nigerian champions. George was a key member of the Super Eagles that won the African Nations Cup in 1994 and represented the country at the 1994 and 1998 FIFA World Cups. And that's the evening news recap. Don't forget to join us later for the news update. I'm Ayo Tunde Balogun. Thank you for watching.